Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the PGAJ Show. I'm not doing video on this one. I had an idea. I wanted to read the latest blog post that has been getting a lot of good response, but I also noticed that I'm writing these, I'm posting them to Instagram, but you may just be listening to the podcast, and I didn't want to leave anybody out by not including these articles, which are some of my most thought out ideas. So I wanted to kind of share them here. The title of this article is Young and Old Golf Professionals Unite to Tackle Social Media. You can find it on my website, pgaj.com. That's pgajay.com. I've put up some tutorials there. I will be making some more video content there. I'll be posting more articles there. I will be doing other kind of cool and fun stuff. It's meant to be kind of a guide around social media and just kind of business strategy in general, but with a heavy emphasis on social media to help those out there that really want to make a difference for their business or their personal brand or whatever they're working on. So hope you check that out, and please give me your feedback on it. What's missing? What's there that you like? I would really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much, and I hope you enjoy this article. Ever since I started coming up with ideas for how PGA professionals can use social media to make an impact on their business, I always ask myself the question, am I trying to reach young golf professionals with this or older golf professionals? The reason I could never figure that out was because the answer was really neither one by itself. Just like my age, 41, I too, like my idea, was right down the middle. Okay, well, just call it the high middle. My responsibility wasn't to cater to the content to either group over the other. It was to create a bridge between their two unique skill sets. Sure, the younger pros know how to use the platform because they grew up with it, but so far they may have only figured out how to use them for things that are important to an 18 to 30 year old. And of course, anytime you bring up social media to a 56-year-old head golf professional, they're going to roll their eyes at you. Why? Because every damn time we run out of range balls, I see an outside service person on their damn phone doing whatever it is that's important to an 18 to 30-year-old instead of picking the damn range like I asked you to three times. Okay, yeah, maybe I'm more of the low end of the old classification. But for the more traditional set to dismiss new media platforms as a complete time waster and just shut it down as a potential business solution is a mistake too. Almost as big of a mistake as that DM your outside service person is about to send. Let's just say I could come up with a platform where 30 to 70% of your members shared photos and updates about their lives when they weren't at the club. And what if you could see all of this and even talk to them about it? Like, hey, I didn't know you went to school there. We're going to have the game on at the big screen at the club Saturday if you want to swing by. Bring a few friends and the first round's on me. That would be useful, right? Well, that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and other platforms as well. A lot of golf professionals don't start on these platforms because they get caught up feeling like they need to share about themselves. And that's hard for good golf professionals to get past. Because as a golf professional, there's a sense of selflessness and service you need to be truly great at your job. But it doesn't have to be about you. It can be about you connecting with your members, whoever they are, and wherever they are, and wherever you are. Because neither of you need to be at the club to make that connection that convinces them to stay a member another year or to finally come see you for that golf lesson. For the younger golf professionals, it takes time to develop that seemingly magical ability to connect with people in every conversation. And one of the fastest ways to develop the skill is to have a conversation with more members. If only 40 members come to the club that day, wouldn't it be great if you could say hello to another 40 that aren't at the club and wish them good luck on their bowling league or their kids' recital or wherever they may be? Not only can young and old pros engaging with their members on social media help members feel more connected to the club and the staff, it can help connect the older and younger staff. Starting a club page together is a great chance for head golf professionals to set the tone for the way they want their staff to communicate with members. And in turn, a great chance for the younger pros to show the older pros just what buttons to press, even if it's on their phone. Thanks for listening, and it would mean a lot if you check out the website, pgaj.com. Let me know what you think of the at least initial design. I will be spending some time working on it, but let me know what you think. Let me know what other stuff would be good to have there, and I will try to make it. Thank you.